Speaking of ads, the entire month that we're doing this, every single episode, those all 31 episodes, will be sponsored.
Get out of town.
They'll be sponsored. Now, I know that the last 20 or so episodes that we've done were sponsored, but those were sponsored by the SEO for Bloggers course. However, we actually, and the reason I did that when I started the show is I've always wanted this show to have sponsors. So I figured, well, the first sponsor is mine, me, right? This is a big moment. We actually got a real, legit sponsor.
And it's not just a real legit sponsor, it is the sponsor.
It's
like it's if there like, was one sponsor that we would choose to first. Have for the show,
yeah,
it would be this one.
Yep. And honestly, like I say this now, and I mean this as much as I can in my own heart, I really only want to have sponsors like this, you know, in the future. Perhaps forever. And this episode is sponsored by Ahrefs.
Get out of town.
That feels very good to say.
Yeah.
It feels very good to say. Money Lab for the month of October, every single episode will be sponsored by Ahrefs. Now, of course, I've been promoting my course, my SEO course. Ahrefs is featured heavily in that course because it is the tool that I use, and Andrew, we both use. And in fact, you turned me on to this tool. It's software. It's a SaaS product.
Right.
It's keyword research. It's keyword tracking. It's competitor research. It's a
site
suite.
Audit.
Site audit. Yeah, it's
like
a
all that stupid technical bullshit stuff on your site that you just are in the dark corners. You have no idea. Like, it'll tell you where they are.
Yeah, if you are serious about getting traffic to your website using Google and targeting keywords and ranking for those keywords, which I certainly am for Swim University, my pool care website, and my other site, brewcabin.com. And the course it features roasty.com, which I've sold, which you know. But I also used Ahrefs for that and obviously like gained traffic from Google. Ahrefs, you know, I've used other – let me be honest. I've used other SEO tools before. I've actually used, I feel like all of them. I feel like every single tool.
Same.
And I've been using Ahrefs now for probably a year and a half. And according to your recommendation, by the way, Andrew.
Yes.
And yes, I did it. I did it. And it has been the best money that I've spent this last year, for sure. As far as like actual growth, I took brewcabin.com, which was a brand new website, brand new domain, brand new everything, and did a massive keyword research, competitor research on like other people in the home brewing space, and looked at what they were ranking for. And that's what I started creating. The content I started creating was a list of those keywords. And I'm actually, you know what? I didn't even do this. I'm going to pull it up right now in Ahrefs because... And this is a long ad. I don't care. I swear to God, like this is my tool. This is it. I mean, this is like, again, like the entire SEO course is pretty much based on this. You know, for example, like I looked up what other people were ranking for in homebrewing. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, what is it? What am I looking at here? Conical Fermenter is the first one on the list. Now, okay.
That's like over my head already.
Probably doesn't mean anything to you. Yeah. Right. Didn't really, you know, as far as Conical Fermenters are concerned, as a home brewer, that's like advanced stuff. And they're big, expensive, you know, fermentation vessels.
And for your line of business, big, expensive things.
Yes, because I do affiliate marketing. Right. And so the volume on that, now, again, this is a small category. The volume, 6,700 people, I know, according to Ahrefs, search for that topic, search monthly. For that keyword. A month, right. Mm. I track that keyword where, you know, I wrote this article about Conical Fermenters, like the top 7 Conical Fermenters for, you know, serious home brewers. Where does it rank? It keeps track of it. I'm position number 3 in Google.
Mm.
And I'm getting, according to Ahrefs, roughly 613 visitors a month to that one page. This is a brand new site with zero backlinks. Like, I've done no backlink building.
And I feel like we talked about, like, articles like this before where top, best, blah, yeah. blah, blah. They're like gangbuster articles.
Yeah.
And
there's, I have a list of,
who would even think of that?
Right.
That's why you need a tool to help you find these gems.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't think to go after it first, right? I would think, oh, let me start with a bunch of beginner articles. How to homebrew. How to, you know, do small batch.
Those are
going to
be the most competitive. Like, they're obvious.
But here's the thing. Like, they're obvious. And some of these, like, for another example is I have yeast washing, right? Mm-hmm. No, here's a better example. Fermentation chamber. It's like,
okay.
it gets 1,900 people a month. I'm number one.
Dude, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? The next one I have is Hop Spider. Do you know what a Hop Spider is?
No, it sounds terrible.
But no one's creating this content. First, I'm taking this content based on what Ahrefs is telling me and, you know, obviously like targeting.
I think it's worth saying though that so I have a similar brand that is like essentially filling these voids, and the only way that I have a very new website, and your website is very new in the ranking, but the reason we're able to do that is because you find these, like, conical fermenter. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah.
But through Ahrefs, yep. you find it. You create content for it, you know, in, yep. like, 3-4 months it could rank. And you could have a business, and I have a business, literally built on crevices of the internet.
Yeah.
That, like, no one's creating any solutions for.
Right, and you can track it through Ahrefs. You could do the, you know, I'm looking at other people's websites. You can type in any website and just see like what their organic traffic is. You know how much money they're making through, you know, their site roughly. You know, it's all rough.
Oh my god, I stalk so many people out.
I know it's nuts. Anyway, you can try Ahrefs for $1 a day up to 7 days if you just want to try it.